This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The House passed a measure today to require Coloradans to report lost and stolen firearms. CPR's Benta Berklin reports the measure already cleared the state Senate.
Democratic Representative Leslie Harrod is one of the main sponsors of the bill. She says the goal is to help law enforcement keep better track of firearms that are lost or stolen. The fine for failing to report is $25.
This is not the big fight that we're having over guns over the next couple of months that we'll continue to have over years. This is one simple bill that most people think is already in effect that will have an impact.
The vote was along party lines. Some Republicans say it's an effort to chip away at people's constitutional rights. The measure is now headed back to the Senate. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
Grand Junction residents will vote tomorrow on two measures that would allow recreational marijuana businesses within city limits for the first time. Chamber of Commerce President Diane Schwenke says she knows of no anti-pot campaigns.
Without kind of that thoughtful discourse in the community, I think people are going with their gut.
Both measures must pass for dispensaries to become legal. 10 years ago, Grand Junction voted against medical marijuana dispensaries. 75 in Denver, Colorado Springs, 75, Vail, 63, 79 in Grand Junction, Pueblo, 82 degrees. This is CPR News.